Democrat-controlled New York City may enact reparations for slavery. By Amy Furr on September 13, 2024. Democrat-controlled New York City may enact reparations for slavery in the near future following a decision by the City Council on Thursday. During its meeting, the council approved legislation to study the Big Apple's role in slavery as a way to mull reparations to descendants of people who were slaves, Fox 5 reported on Friday. If the measure is signed into law, the city would be among the few places actively working towards reparations, the report said, adding, "This follows the Racial Justice Commission's RJC, Roadmap for Justice, a series of measures to address racial justice and reconciliation." In June 2023, Breitbart News reported that a commission to consider reparations would proceed in the state of New York under a bill passed by the state's legislature. The outlet noted that reparations were also part of the political agenda in other states around the nation. Council members Crystal Hudson and Farah Louie sponsored a pair of bills to establish a Truth, Healing and Reconciliation Commission and a Reparations Task Force. Both bills passed on Thursday and will be effective immediately, Fox News reported on Thursday. However, the New York City Council Minority Leader Joseph Borelli, who was among eight others to vote against the legislation, expressed his disagreement with the bills. "If they can introduce me to one New Yorker who owned a slave, I'd be happy to consider it. But until then, I am not paying a dime as a reparation for a harm I did not cause, nor condone, nor once participated in," he commented. Meanwhile, radical leftists are pressuring their ally, Vice President Kamala Harris, D, who is running against former President Donald Trump for the White House in 2024, to keep supporting the idea of reparations, Breitbart News reported September 4. Though 68% of Americans oppose reparations, according to a Pew Research poll in 2022, Harris pledged several times to force taxpayers to pay reparations for descendants of Africans enslaved, the article said. While running for president in 2020, Harris told the Reverend Al Sharpton, an MSNBC host and activist, that she would sign a reparations bill, commissioned to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans Act proposed by Representative Shalia Jackson Lee, if she became president. When running for president in 2020, Kamala Harris told Al Sharpton that she would sign a reparations bill once elected. Al Sharpton, in the area of reparations of for descendants of Africans enslaved, if you're elected president, would you sign that bill, commissioned to study and pic.twitter.com/nuawfxuqj. Eric Abaniant, at Eric Abaniant, September 1, 2024.